Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Bless the children. Mark 10:13-16. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. There is no doubt that children are precious in the heart of God. Every July, I have the privilege of directing 1 week of Bible camp for kids. I'm always amazed and blessed by the energy and inquisitiveness of the kids. They think the world of their cabin leaders and look up to the directors and speakers as if they can do no wrong. They are like sponges soaking up everything they see, hear, and experience. Our adult interaction with kids can take on so many different forms. In the work that I do at Rock Solid Refuge, teens come to us having had so many different upbringings and childhood experiences. Some were the product of an unplanned pregnancy and were even given up for adoption. Others experienced an abusive environment, lacking the very basic necessities of life. These precious lives have been shaped by what they have seen, heard, and experienced. In Mark chapter 9, Jesus makes two other vital statements about children. If we want to be great in God's kingdom, we must receive it like a child, humble, not presumptuous, grateful. We also must receive children and invest in their well-being and their eternal good. In fact, Jesus goes so far as to say that if we cause one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. In other words, we all have an obligation to be a part of raising up the next generation to love and serve God, and to do good to them and not cause them to stumble. Look around you. Where are the children, the youth of the next generation who need encouragement and mentors, who need a worthy example to follow? Will you ask God to give you eyes to see the children you can pray for and bless, the parents that might be struggling and need help and encouragement? The rebuilding of our culture will be through the shaping of the hearts and lives of people, not the least of which is children. Lord Jesus, thank you for the gift of life and the gift of children. I pray that you would raise up a new generation and help us adults to bless the children you bring into our lives and to set an example for them to follow as we follow you. In your precious name, amen.